would you let me stay?
Across Australia, this is Callan Murray with the National Indigenous News. The gap between men's and women's retirement savings is being put in the spotlight this International Women's Day. It comes as a new survey reveals nearly two-thirds of Australian women believe they won't have enough money for a comfortable retirement. Alarmingly, more than one in four women are concerned they'll have nowhere to live. Aware Super CEO Deanne Stewart says equal pay, flexible work, and improved access to childcare are critical in closing the gender retirement gap.
Women, on average, are retiring with 40% less than their male counterparts. And where does that come from? It comes right from the beginning, where people are paid differently. So there's the pay gap. And then secondly, when they go to raise children or go off on maternity leave, superannuation is not paid there. So they're the two areas that workplaces and employers can really help close that gap and make a meaningful difference.
The Northern Territory is set to take delivery of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as the rollout to remote towns prepares to kick off. About 22,000 people in the top end have now received their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, with the second shots expected to begin in the coming weeks. About 450 of those are aged care residents and staff living in Darwin, Alice Springs and Katherine. The remainder are frontline health, airport and quarantine workers vaccinated in Phase 1A of the rollout, which should be completed within a fortnight, which is 3.4% of all vaccinations so far in Australia, despite the fact that we only make up 1% of the population, NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner said on Friday. Healthcare workers in Nhulunbuy, Tennant Creek and Katherine will be among the Territorians expected to be vaccinated next week, along with government workers in the towns. Phase 1B is expected to kick off on March 22nd, with Territorians 70 years and over, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders aged 55 plus to be vaccinated. AstraZeneca is likely to be used in remote communities. Australia's tourism sector appears confident there'll be ongoing federal government assistance beyond the end of the JobKeeper coronavirus payment this month. The Tourism and Transport Forum says it is still discussing a soon-to-be-finalised targeted assistance package to support these sectors beyond JobKeeper. TTF CEO Margie Osmond pointed to briefings in recent weeks with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment Dan Tehan. The sector has previously argued for JobKeeper to be extended for the tourism and aviation markets. The TTF on Monday released heat map research showing more than 34% of the country's tourism hotspots had suffered a 40% or more decline in visitors in the year ended September due to the pandemic. Falls in visitor numbers in the rest of Australia range between 10% to 40%, the research gathered for the TTF by Stafford Strategy found. We'll have sport up next.
Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program is underway, with the first priority group including those most at risk in our community. Healthcare, quarantine, aged care and disability workers and the people they look after in care accommodation. For the best protection, they'll be given two doses. To find out when it's your turn, talk to your local health service or visit australia.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
To sport now with the ABC's Louise Ransom.
In the AFL, Fremantle's Rory Lobb will have scans on his injured knee and forward Michael Walters is likely to miss round one in the fallout from yesterday's pre-season clash between West Coast and Fremantle. Now, the Eagles did not escape unscathed with Zach Langdon going off with concussion. Brad Shepherd receiving stitches to his head and Captain Luke Shuey hurting his ankle. While Dockers coach Justin Longmuir, says they'll have to consider swinging in a key defender to replace Lobb if he's sidelined for a lengthy period.
If we go in too short, it's going to put too much pressure on Tabernar. Clearly, Lobby was our second ruck as well. So, we've got some work to do on what our best team looks like without him in it.
To stay up to date with NERS News, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Like us on Facebook or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And that's the latest national Indigenous news.
Hey, butter, you know, we were talking about finding a lawyer the other day?
Yeah, I remember. About starting our own business, eh?
Well, brother, have you heard of them mob in Cairns who won Indigenous Lawyer of the Year? They can help you out with contract leases, debt recovery, and heaps of other legal stuff. And they can help you out with native title and property law.
Hey, that's Minadeli. They can help me out so much.
For more information, jump onto their website, www.marawalaw.com.au, or give them a call, 4041-3088.
And hey, make sure you tell your friends about them.
Station sponsor.
We get what we deserve.
Australia is working hard for make sure Yumi all gather got access for safe, effective, and a free COVID-19 vaccines. This one will give Mepla the protection. Forgo about Yumi COVID safe lives. The COVID-19 vaccines are being assessed carefully by all independent clinical experts for make sure that every vaccine meet Australia's high safety and quality standards. After them vaccines will be approved, it will be rolled out and it will go for them once or the needed first. For keep up to date, visit health.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Dilly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to your live OB, outdoor broadcast, here at the Chambers Restaurant here in Cairns, Lake Street. And we are here because of Mara Law, and we're celebrating Indigenous International Women's Day, but a lot of Indigenous women here. International Women's Day, big shout out to all our beautiful women out there, all our sisters out there. And the theme for this year is Choose to Challenge. And look, with that, I challenged Mara Law principal, solicitor, and that's Leah Cameron. I challenge her to have a yarn with me. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, Trev. That's not a challenge. That's great.
It is great. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations. You always organise a function as such, International Women's Day, and here you go again, Mara Law representing.
We're here again.
And for all our beautiful ladies, girls can do anything.
That's exactly right. That's the message. I mean, it's been a pretty tough few weeks for women based on what was seen in the media.
Yes, in the political arena.
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. And the theme today is Choose to Challenge. And that's what we're talking about here, is a challenge, but not only women, men as well.
That's
everybody. We're in this together. Let's use that phrase. And in regarding women rising to the world we live in.
Absolutely. And as you said, Trev, that's for everyone's benefit. So we all should have a hand in helping women out to achieve their goals and dreams and be fully functioning members of society without harassment and being, you know, downtrodden.
Exactly. And looking at the beautiful webpage here for International Women's Day, a challenged world is an alert world. I love that statement. And like I said, open up doors, and if not, kick the doors down.
That's
for girls to rise.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Trev.
And so let's talk about your journey as a lawyer, but a black lawyer at that, and a woman in the business world. Challenges galore, but rising to it, and enjoying the journey.
It is. I mean, it gives us a thick skin, I'll say that. But there are, you know, like with everything, there are tough times. And I must say, as a woman, these last few weeks has been very challenging. Seeing some of our leaders not really seem to acknowledge and support our women and get behind it and see us, you know, as individuals like everyone else, they feel they have to see us as someone's daughter or sister or whatever else. Guess what? We're just a normal human being that, you know, should be the same as everyone else and given the same opportunities and be able to do it, as I said before, without fear of harassment and
Well, exactly, exactly. And look, leading from the front, and we need more female managers, directors, chairpersons, business owners, all the above.
That's it. Well, we've got incredibly talented women who are already breaking that glass ceiling, but there's a lot of work to do, you know.
Sure, exactly.
You know, I know, for example, in the legal profession, we have heaps of women going through law school, but we're just not reaching the highest, you know, pinnacles of our career because a lot of us, you know, well, some of us just decide, you know, I don't want to do law, fair enough, absolutely.
Sure, thank you, yeah, that's right, exactly.
So we all have days where we don't want to do that. But then, on the other hand, you know, for example, we're making family choices and then it's really hard to get back into jobs, you know,
yes.
and workplaces aren't always very supportive and, you know, we're thought of that we don't work as hard or, you know, we can't work as hard when in fact we probably do,
yes.
you know, work even harder to get back in the game. Mm. So,
well, as a full-grown man, I see it all the time in regard to the world we live in. It is the 21st century, but it's very sad, but it's still a man's world.
It is.
And that stinks.
It is,
you know,
yep.
It stinks to high heaven, you know, and like I said, we need more success out there, female successes, and no matter what field. But I've always see a woman so powerful in regarding motherhood and also career path. And I've seen ladies do both.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That in itself is a challenge. You know what I mean? I mean, producing a child, bringing a child on planet Earth. Yeah,
Who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Murrawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit murrawalaw.com.au.
International Women's Day 2021 is hashtag choose to challenge. So you put that challenge out there. So to all you sisters out there, challenge. If you want to help other sisters, more power to you. But help that woman in the mirror is what I say.
That's
too.
That's right. Absolutely. You know? That's it. We're half the battle.
Yeah, thank you. Well, exactly. You, that person in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. Got to look after yourself first and
exactly.
then help others.
And success breeds success. I've always run with that phrase and affirmation. And also the other affirmation I want to give there to all the beautiful women out there is, like, if you decide to do something in life, people are going to talk about you.
Yeah.
If you decide not to do it, people are going to talk about you, so do it anyway.
May as well do it. Get stuck in, boots and all.
May as well do it.
Yeah.
Look, have a beautiful day, and great to be here doing the outdoor broadcast at your International Women's Day celebration here. Murrawa Law represent. Who is Murrawa Law?
Murrawa Law is an Indigenous legal practice, believe it or not.
Headed by?
Yes, headed by me. I have the best job in the world. And
yes,
I have
and
the
you
most,
are a woman.
I'm a woman.
You are.
God, how did that happen? And I have the best team. They are just fantastic. We're largely Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, mostly women as well.
Yes,
look
beautiful.
At them go.
Yes.
And we largely practice in commercial, government and Indigenous law. And we act for a whole range of clients. So how cool is that, that we're influencing change
exactly.
by the work that we do and bringing a really diverse lens
exactly.
to what we
leading
do.
Leading from the front. All the best. Thank you very much. Great sharing with you.
Thanks,
you have a great day.
Thanks,
girls
Trev.
Can do anything. Too beautiful. That was a beautiful yarn there with the lawyer, solicitor, principal solicitor for Murrawa Law. And we are here at the Chambers Restaurant, outdoor broadcast, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, for the National Talk Back Program, Trendy Trev, and talking to Leah Cameron. She is the owner of Murrawa Law. And International Women's Day, it is out and about you, mob. It's about beautiful women rising to the challenge, because the theme is choose to challenge. So there's the theme for you Delhi women out there, rise and get jiggy with it, we say, is enjoy that journey of life. Success is only a decision away. So make that right choice to Delhi. Stay tuned to Delhi Live Outdoor Broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, to Delhi.
this tear be the last? I think not. I feel not. Well, this hurting ever pass, maybe so. To take me through this darkest night.
A woman, she knows a thing. Woman business in her home. With her finger
Love alone, woman business. Love alone, woman business. Love alone.
National Talk Black.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trevor and Mike here, coming to you live outdoor broadcast here at the Chambers Restaurant in Cairns, North Queensland, Lake Street, and gathering for International Women's Day and for 2021. And it's run by Murrah Law. Had a beautiful chat there with Leah Cameron, the Murrah Law Principal Solicitor. owner-director, and the International Women's Day celebration, the theme is Choose to Challenge. So big shout out to all the beautiful women out there, and girls can do anything. And you don't have to be a lawyer, as Leah mentioned, to be deadly. So check out all the hashtags, hashtag Add Deadly Women, hashtags IWD 2021, hashtag Women Leadership, hashtag Marwa Law, hashtag Choose to Challenge, which is the theme. So big shout out to all the beautiful women out there. And the challenge about we can all choose to challenge and call out gender bias and inequality. We can all choose to seek out and celebrate women's achievements collectively, and we can all help create an inclusive world. So more power to all the beautiful women out there. And look, add to the conversation. That's what it's all about. And empower women around you. Your sister, your mother, your auntie, your grandmother, and girls can do anything. So strong advocate of all our beautiful women out there. We need more women leaders in all aspects of life, coaches, managers, CEO, chairpersons, and that's what it's all about, becoming a deadly woman. So, yeah, do add to the conversation. We're going to have some beautiful yarns with some very successful ladies here, successful because of the fact that they are women. So looking forward to the yarns. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black with Trinity Trev. Murray from Nakari here at BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming live at the Chambers Restaurant Outdoor Broadcast. Too deadly.
My women, we fight for freedom. Strong, we fight for peace. We struggle every day to prove our worth. We're women and we're proud to say what we are in ourselves. We've been hiding in the background far too long.
With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. When she's with me, yeah. With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. She believes in me.
Say united we stand,
together we stand,
divided we fall. They don't understand what we are fighting for at all. We have the strength to overcome whatever
we're
comes our way. Stand up now, be guided. Say what you have to say. The sisters beside you.
With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. She believes in me.
Build our own changes, of that you can be sure. The time has come for you to come out from behind that door. Open your mind.
With my sister beside me,
I am strong.
I am strong. I am free. With my sister beside me, I am strong. I am free. With my sister beside me, I am strong. I am free. With my sister beside me.
Yeah, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, coming live from Chambers Restaurant here in Cairns Lake Street for Marwa Law's gathering for the International Women's Day. And the theme out there is Choose to Challenge. Big shout out to all the beautiful women out there, and girls can do anything. I'm going to catch up a yarn now. I've got Mal Ben, who's a barrister, First Nation woman, and deadly to catch up with her. Mal, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm a Mamu and Gungangi woman and live in Cairns.
Fantastic. And a barrister and a woman at that.
Yes.
Girls can do anything. That's
girls
my theme.
Girls can do anything. Yes.
And the theme for International Women's Day this year, 2021, is Choose to Challenge. So talk about your journey becoming a barrister and a black woman at that. We're talking about climbing Mount Everest, but enjoying the journey.
Enjoying the journey, making the most of it. I think I'm here because of women choosing to challenge. I come from a profession that has been described as male, pale and stale.
Whoa,
but
yes.
Here I am. We're one of two Aboriginal barristers giving it a go and actually doing really well. I'm in my third year. Mm-hmm. Evelina Tarago's in her third as well, and no stopping us now.
Exactly. And the message, I suppose, we're going to all our beautiful sisters out there, even the young girls starting high school, that you can be and do whatever you want to do. It's up
Absolutely.
To you. Success and happiness, decision away.
Yep, and I went to public schools. I didn't go to no fancy school. Went to public schools and just kept working at it. Each day you just try and make a difference in what you're doing.
Yes.
And you just got to put the work in. There's no getting around that part.
Mm.
But once you put the work in, there's no reason why you can't be anything you want to be. And we need more. We need more black barristers.
Yes.
We need more black lawyers, more black solicitors. That's why Marawa is so important here in Cairns, doing these big events. I hope that it encourages especially young women to get into the law, because that's where you can make real change.
Yes.
We can make policy changes, we can do legislation changes, and representing our mob in a way that suits them, that they feel comfortable with and they can feel seen and heard.
Exactly. So there you are, grade 9, handing your English assignment at high school, public school.
Yep.
When did the thought came into your mind and the passion to become a barrister?
Apparently when I was really young, I used to watch a lot of Jim Carrey when he was in Liar Liar.
So you're talking truth with me, aren't you?
Yeah, talking real truth here, a bit shame, but anyway. But then I did, I must be honest, I felt like it probably couldn't happen. It was a big dream. Thought I could just be a flight attendant, what my auntie was doing, you know, for Qantas. Not that that's a just thing, but I didn't think I was smart enough to go to uni, despite even though I had good grades. But that's just a confidence thing. I think a lot of, especially black women, can lack confidence sometimes. We're proud,
okay,
but you can lack the confidence. And sometimes that's because there's no one up there already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be what you can't see.
Okay.
So after a while, though, having to stay home, I couldn't go travelling. Mum needed me to stay home, look after the younger kids, while I went and started off at JCU, because she was doing her nursing pracs and, during the day, and then working at night time. So I would be doing that stuff with my brother and sister, you know, all those stuff at home.
And so there's the, not the so-called challenge, but the, how you say, the anchor sometimes, you know what I mean? Life just happens. And a woman's role, even as a big sister, you were doing your job as a second mum, so to speak.
Second mama.
Helping your mum, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it just shows you that if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
The facts don't count, the path doesn't matter. You just have a different path. And as long as you get there in the end and you stay true to yourself, it doesn't matter which way you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So tell us about the journey becoming a barrister. And then as you're getting further up the chain, less women, more men.
Yep.
Daunting? No.
Very daunting, but I'm lucky that I do have at least one other. With Avelina, we talk all the time about things that people just probably wouldn't understand.
Yes.
So being one of two, being I've only two black women, there's plenty of women. I mean, there needs to be more.
Yes.
But there's certain things
There's the challenge.
Need more, Yeah, it's just I'm grateful that I have that support, and that's what I love about International Women's Day is you acknowledge each other's support as well as thinking about the future.
Okay, and so as a barrister, you operate here in Cairns?
I do. I have chambers here in Cairns called Endeavour Chambers, and I also have an office in Brisbane, Griffith Chambers.
Okay, very fantastic.
Yeah.
And so when you say in Cairns, Queensland, can you operate in other states and territories?
Everywhere, So I'm admitted to the High Court of Australia. I can, and also the federal courts.
Mm.
So I can practice anywhere. I do a lot of work in Western Australia, Northern Territory. That's for class actions. We're in that only in evidence gathering stage, but certainly once we get to the courts, I can practice anywhere.
Well, I've got my hand up, so High Court, high five, please. High five, and congratulations.
That's the goal one day.
That's what it's all about. It's about enjoy that journey. And, keeping the focus on the prize,
yes.
You know what I mean? And there are sometimes obstacles that come in the way.
Yep.
I always say obstacles are those ugly things that we see when we take our focus off our goals and our dreams.
Yes, that's
right. So stay
right.
Focused on your dream, tunnel vision, and enjoy the journey.
That's right. Agree with that. I think that's a great thing to live by.
Mal, thank you so very much. Go enjoy the rest of the luncheon.
Thank you,
Women can, girls can do anything.
Girls can do anything.
International Women's Day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Mal Benn there, barrister. A black one at that and a female at that, so two deadly. Girls can do anything. That is the theme for International Women's Day 2021, Choose to Challenge. And so here we are, live outdoor broadcast at the Chambers Restaurant here in Cairns, Lake Street, and Trinity Trevor and Mike, National Talk Black. And look, fantastic that I can do this outdoor broadcast with this daily program that I steer for you, Mob, and yarning up with all these beautiful, successful sisters who are doing their bit in regarding their journey and their challenge in their life. So add to the conversation, you Mob, and to you, Deadly. This is Trendy Trev, National Talk Black. Stay tuned.
We want to pay tribute to all the women across this land.
We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. To pass on down the line. The old days were harder, but you stood up for our rights. The next generation, they are strong because of you. Now we raise our voices. Sing this song to you. Because of her we can. She left her footprints in the sand. From the coast of the Indian Ocean, beyond this great, great sunland. We wouldn't be who we are without her guide.
Too deadly. You are listening to National Talk Black. Trinity, Trevor and Mike here, coming to you live from Chambers Restaurant, Lake Street here in Cairns. Outdoor broadcast for International Women's Day and proudly sponsored by Marawa Law. And the theme for International Women's Day 2021, Choose to Challenge. And I'm going to catch up a yarn now with beautiful cousin Lenore Thacker, community director, company director and a business owner of 30 years. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. Thank you. Very very nice to see you here at this wonderful event.
Yes, wonderful event. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, so who my mob is, so on mum's side, Badu and Mabiok mob, and on dad's side, Arab mob.
Arab Darren Leolan, that's our connection right there.
That's it.
All right, my darling, thank you very much. Now, as a woman, a business owner, a black woman at that, 30 years in business, here's the theme for International Women's Day 2021, Choose a Challenge. Tell us about your journey and the challenges that you had as a black woman in business 30 years. I mean, that itself is an achievement. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Bola Trev. Choose the challenge. Oh, my God. It's like, you see a mountain range. Which mountain you want to climb first, you know? Take your pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I probably first knew I was going to be in for a challenge when probably... must be over 25 years ago now when I first went for a business bank loan. And
And I can remember I went with my husband because it was going to be in both our names, this this business bank loan, sitting across from the bank manager. And I was the principal operator of this business that I was applying for this loan for.
The bank manager's looking directly at your husband, talking to him.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm picking up.
Exactly, exactly. And he would ask the questions, and my husband, who knew nothing about this business, because it was, you know, he already was in business for himself, and this business was for me. And my husband had to keep deferring to me because I was the one with all the answers. But the bank manager continued to direct questions to my husband only. And then after a while, I kind of... And, you know, my wild was getting, you know, building up. And I think in the end, my husband, God love him, in the end just had to say to the bank manager straight, look, I'm not really the main person you need to be directing these questions to. It's my wife. This is her business, and she's going to be the main operator, you know.
So, Lena, we're talking 30 years ago, aren't we?
About 25 to 30 years ago. Okay, 25 years. So this would have been back in 1993.
There you go. And even back then... Racing was pretty high, not only with blacks, but with women.
Mm.
And you were both.
Yes, yes. And, and so sort of like going forward, you know, from that challenge, like that's what I mean. See the mountain range, pick your mountain, you know. But as women, as black women and in business, you know, you rise to the challenge. You know, you have no choice.
Exactly. And the focus of the dream, that's where your focus was. So ignoring what was in front of you, in this case, in this example, is the bank manager speaking to your husband and not you. Another hurdle.
Yeah.
Jump that. What's next? Which mountain? There's plenty out there. Let's keep climbing it.
That's right.
So, look, a success, 30 years in business, and it just shows you that girls can do anything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just girls doing anything, but it's also about just having that belief in yourself and surrounding yourself with family and loved ones who support you, support your vision.
Yes.
And not sort of paying too much attention to the naysayers or anything like that. And, you know, you just find that, you know, doors open or doors close, whichever, but you keep going. Again, there's no choice.
There's no choice.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about the drive. And no matter what field, whether you want to go in business, and I was just talking to Sister Mel Ben, who's a barrister, a black woman at that, you know. So barrister, business owner, dancer, you know, cafe owner.
Mm.
It's about the challenges and rising above the challenges.
Yes.
And success is the best revenge, I like to always use.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
And there's always a solution. There's always a way forward, no matter how hard. And I got to say, you know, in business, it can get very tough, you know. Sometimes there just seem to be more lows than highs.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But you just have to keep going.
Keep going.
And, you know, what's wonderful for us is that we know that we come from that lineage where, you know, we know that we stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, our ancestors who come before us, they never stopped. They kept going. Mm. They kept pushing on, pushing forward. You know, if you can't jump over it, you go around it, whatever. And I think if you carry that mantra with you, you can carry that mantra.
That's right, eh?
Oh, I should say that womantra.
That womantra.
Yeah, when you carry that womantra.
That womantra, then you can do anything.
That's right.
And look, what I think of is like there's that old phrase, that old story about a gold digger. A gold digger's got to dig through a lot of dirt to find the gold. But the gold digger knows that while he's digging through all that dirt, he's digging for gold and not for dirt. So it's about looking at the prize and and the challenges that come your way are growth phases.
Yes.
And what don't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right. And sometimes you got to dig a lot of dirt to find that gold.
That's right, exactly. And strong shovel. In fact, that man are not helping there beside you. But it's all about love and respect. It's a team effort, isn't it? The other phrase I think I come to mind is, when you ever see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember the turtle never got there by itself. So when you're talking about family support, yeah, you're the half, you know, that's what it's all about. And like-minded people.
Yes.
You know, well, especially women.
Yes.
Girls need to rise together.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
In the so-called man's world.
And not be afraid to just ask for help too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes you get that way, you get that single-minded. And sometimes you get a little bit hard-headed and, you know.
Good advice, yes.
And sometimes you don't always want to, because when other people come to depend on you, and you sometimes feel that you're the one carrying that burden, but what you got to also realise is that other people are there waiting in the wings.
Yeah, exactly.
For their chance to step up.
And
you've got to allow that to happen. And I think now I'm at that phase of life now where I'm looking for them other ones to come and step up.
Exactly,
please.
Beautiful. Please.
I got this big woman try I got to hand over.
Exactly, my sister. So it's about supporting and helping the other sisters out there. They say the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. You know what I mean? And we all need that support. And you as a focused businesswoman, for whoever you are out there, you can't row this boat by yourself.
Exactly.
It is a team effort.
Absolutely.
And look for the support and swallow that pride, leave the ego at the door and look for that support. And together we rise. Yep.
You know it, my brother.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know it.
Praise it. My sister, beautiful Yana with you. Great to see you. Looking forward to your daughter's wedding.
Yes.
That I'm emceeing at.
Yes.
And that's coming up very soon.
Yes.
In Port Douglas.
Yes.
And looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
Okay,
big
my
time.
Darling. You take care,
love
sister.
Love you all.
Love you.
Ooh.
All right, to Delhi. Beautiful Yana there, Lenore Thacker, company director, a business owner of 30 years, a black woman at that. And look, enjoying that journey and that drive for success. And there's her message is about look for the support for family and friends out there to help you rise and on your journey. It is International Women's Day 2021. Big shout out to all the beautiful sisters out there. Girls can do anything. And the theme for this year is hashtag choose to challenge. So do check that out. And this is coming live, the outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, coming live from Chambers Restaurant here in Lake Street in Cairns, outdoor broadcast with Trendy Trev, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Winter's night, I cried myself to sleep, wondering why things happen the way they do. The tears I shed, they stayed all night, it seems. And when the morning came, my life was not the wondering why.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Dreaming is an art, it comes from the start. You gotta make sure it comes from the heart. You gotta get it right to feel the inner light.
Dreamtime, dreamtime, dreamtime. Dreamtime believer, yeah, believer. Traveling through the dreamtime like an eagle in the sky. Looking through my life, dreaming from up high. I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, believer. Walking in the footsteps of my father's father's son. Proudly I'm walking back to where it all begun. I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, believer. I'm a dreamtime.
Make sure it comes from the heart. You gotta get it right to feel the inner light.
I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, yeah, believer. Traveling through the cities with tears in my eyes. Coldness that I feel in the concrete and steel. I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, oh, believer. Walking in the footsteps of the people who have come. Sadly, I'm walking through the damage that's been done. I'm a dreamtime, 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 dreamtime believer, oh, believer.
Dreaming is an art, it comes from the start. You gotta make sure it comes from the heart. You gotta get it right to feel the inner light.
Dreamtime, dreamtime, dreamtime. Believer, believer.
when the western sky's ablaze and the sun lays down to rest, when the curlew starts to cry and the birds fly home to roost, when the full moon begins to rise, satin moonbeams on my face, beauty of the night goes far beyond, far beyond both time and place. Finds the moon or the sweetness of the water's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring. Dingoes howl on the autumn wind. Spirit of the moon, he calls me home. Oh, spirit of the moon, he guides me. Scrub. Night voices raised in song. Past the water lilies blooms in that tranquil billabong. Walking on the shadowed leaves.
Indeed, director, business owner of 30 years. So three deadly black women. And living the dream and thriving in this so-called man's world. Love and respect our beautiful women. Girls can do anything. We need more female chairpersons, business owners, CEOs, managers, all the above. Girls can do anything. Rise to the challenge. And that is the theme for International Women's Day for 2021. Theme is choose to challenge. So challenge yourself or challenge people around you, especially the brothers out there. You know, true warrior. It's about love and respecting our women in our lives, our sisters, our aunties, our grandmothers, all our beautiful women. And the phrase I always use, which is so powerful, girls could do anything. Trending and a sign of here, thank you very much for coming. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic and operate safely. Too deadly, mob.
Of moonlight on my